Government data say an economic recovery is underway, but many voters say they don't feel that. Opinion polls show that more than half the public disapproves of President Bush's handling of the economy, even though companies are producing more and employment is rising. NPR's John Itzty reports on the economy's role in the presidential election.
Both common sense and historical evidence suggest the economy plays a significant role in most presidential elections. Economists certainly think so, and a number of them have created statistical models with the goal of predicting election outcomes. Professor Ray Fair of Yale University's International Center for Finance created one in the late 1970s based on the inflation rate and the economic growth rate. Right now, that model predicts a big win for President Bush.
You get a predicted vote for Bush, two-party vote, of 58.7%. So it's a substantial win for the Republicans in this case.
Mr. Bush also gets a powerful push in Fair's model from incumbency, which gives a candidate a strong head start. Fair's model is quite accurate. If it had been around, it would have predicted the winner in all but three presidential races going back to 1916. But it's gotten it wrong in some interesting cases.
I just called Governor Clinton over in Little Rock and offered my congratulations. He did run a strong campaign.
Fair's equation predicted the first President Bush would win re-election in 1992. He didn't, of course, even though the economy grew throughout that election year and inflation was low. There seemed to be a disconnect, Fair says, between what was happening in the economy and what people believed was happening.
The economy didn't really start growing until the very beginning of 92. So voters really had only three quarters of data to look at, whereas in the current situation, the economy started growing rather strongly in the middle of last year. So that's much more robust story than 92.
That would suggest that the current President Bush's poor poll numbers may recover so that the economy becomes a plus for him by November. Mark Zandi of Economy.com isn't so sure that will happen, even though his presidential election model predicts Bush number two will beat John Kerry handily in November.
The big caveat here is that in the key political battleground area in the Midwest, in areas like Ohio, Michigan, West Virginia, PA, that economy is extraordinarily weak, and it's unlikely to get much stronger as we approach the election. And the data we're looking at for those areas belie what's going on in those areas. The economy is much weaker than the data would suggest. And so the economy may not be the friend to the president that the national economic data suggests.
Zandi says even the national unemployment level of 5.6% may understate the weakness in the economy because so many people have quit looking for work and are no longer counted as unemployed. Of course, the preeminence of the economy as an election issue could be overshadowed this year by the conflict in Iraq. In fact, war normally trumps economic conditions, as it did in 1968.
I shall not seek, and I will not accept, the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
Democrat Lyndon Johnson declined to run in the 1968 presidential campaign because his handling of the war in Vietnam appeared to have doomed his chances. His vice president, Hubert Humphrey, ran and lost to Richard Nixon despite a booming economy. Again, Mark Zandi.
68, if you look at the economic data, it was probably one of the best years in the post-World War II period. Unemployment was low, inflation was low, lots of jobs. It was a good, solid year for the economy.
The situation in Iraq and even the war on terrorism may not be on the same scale as the Vietnam War. But it's possible the current conflicts will render election predictions based on the economy irrelevant. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.